the informed investor. Thanks to Century 21 agents, defying mediocrity and delivering extraordinary experiences.
Hard to believe it is the 2nd of December. We're almost at the end of 2019, and Warren McCarthy joins us from Century 21. Good evening to you, Warren.
Yes, good evening, John. It's been a tremendous auction market on the weekend. You know, we had over 3,000 auctions around Australia, which is a huge amount of property when you consider only last year there was 2,750. So we're well surpassing what it was doing last year, and an average weighted clearance rate of near 79%. So it's outstanding in the main with the property market at the moment. And you know what? That's been going on for almost 6 months, gradual improvement since the federal election back in May.
Yeah, so that improvement, can we just try and put it into some context? Because there's still a view, isn't there, in our large cities that you could do with more stock. There's more demand than there is supply still?
Most definitely. In the index that we look at around the new listings to the marketplace, it's still under 9.2% as compared to last year. So that's a telling factor. And what's happening is people are going out competing for a limited amount of stock. And of course, the price goes up because of that competitive bidding. But Sydney's really rallying, 84.7% clearance. And Melbourne, of course, close on its heels at 78.3%. Magnificent effort. And look, it's, as you say, 2nd of December, the market is still running very strongly at present.
Yeah, and of course, often we talk about this over the years when we've discussed what's happening with the markets. We discuss what changes to interest rates might be in the pipeline in terms of how you're going to be able to service a mortgage. And at the moment, there's only really the possibility of interest rates going down again.
That's correct. It's rock bottom. And if they go down another 25 basis points, and of course, the proviso is if the banks pass that on, but still in all, it allows people to borrow to their maximum and get into the marketplace and secure the property that they're dearly looking at. And the market delivered some major results on the weekend, John. I know you and I were talking about the biggest reported sale being one there at Cremorne Point in Sydney.
Yeah, can we just mention this? Because if you're outside Sydney, Cremorne Point sits essentially across from the Opera House. This is where you get grandstand views of the fireworks. You get to see Circular Quay and the Opera House. It's a phenomenal place, spot. You look out to the south across the harbour. So I'm assuming this place, Milson Road, Cremorne Point, if it was 8 bedrooms, and 5 bathrooms, and it had that view. Plainly, it was sought after, went for $11.2 million and well above reserve.
An amazing outcome. And our Century 21 living director there at Cremorne, Ivan Reznikov, was the happy agent, having 6 registered bidders battle it out. And it's very pleasing to note that they did fight hard, and it certainly came up trumps with the result. But Ivan is telling me that if he had another 5 houses just like that, he'd have 5 buyers to each of those properties. So that bracket around that 10 million plus range is amazingly active at the present time.
There's a lot of people with that amount of money to buy at the moment.
It would seem in Sydney Harbour, as you say, the gun barrel views, the grandstand position right there overlooking the harbour and Opera House and all of the features that the harbour gives. Incredibly so.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last week about the places around Melbourne in the inner suburbs there where you're talking many millions as well. So plainly there are a lot of people with a lot of money, the market moving. How's it looking in the other cities, Brisbane and the other cities?
Yeah, they're holding up quite well. I mean, when we look at Brisbane not being a normal active auction market, but they've still got 55%, well up on last week, it was around 46%. They had 138 auctions put to market, so it's certainly not a low number. Adelaide's still showing up a great number, 78.7%. I think that's their best result in the last 6 months for 136 auctions. And Perth, given the latest increases in the values over the last quarter and month in particular, Perth has finally turned the corner, got a positive result for November. They had a 50% clearance rate with 61 auctions put to the marketplace.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how this applies across the country because each state has different rules. I know in New South Wales, they've got stronger protections brought in as of today for off-the-plan buyers. I know there's been a story across the country of people who buy off the plan and find themselves in a situation where this has happened in the past where the banks aren't prepared to stump up the money and they end up having to essentially give away their deposits. So these protections are being put in place. Do you think there's a need for more of this? Because people are buying off the plan still, even though we've had all these recent scandals about building and development.
Yeah, I think it's a good move, John. I think it does certainly put the developers on notice, especially around the sunset clauses, which are timeframes which allow, you know, upon expiry for the developer to basically reset the pricing and put property back to market, regardless of the fact that there's a willing buyer who's contracted on that particular property to purchase, which I think is, in a sense, unconscionable in its in its action.
Yep.
But look, these new bylaws, as presented from the New South Wales government, I think are very, very sound. And the vendor has to notify purchasers of any material changes that occur during the course of their putting down that deposit and to the settlement period. So, I think a move in the right direction.
Yeah, okay. And look, I think in summary, the situation was you talked about sunset clauses where they basically say, all right, we're changing the value of this place, or they might change the nature of the place, and suddenly the people find they can't get their finance, they put a big whack of deposit on, and they're just walking away from it.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And especially in a very hot market, people were clamouring to buy off the plan property. Look, it's still a good strategy to do so because the properties don't often complete for a year to two and sometimes 3 years after the deposit is paid. So it gives them the opportunity to go forward and start to really save and work towards an outcome that's favourable upon settlement.
Okay, Warren, we'll talk again next week. Does it start to quieten down now with Christmas coming up?
Oh, I think we've got two more weeks of solid market activity, John, until we close the doors for Christmas.
All right, good on you, mate. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thank you.